Welcome to another mini-sode of the Redeemables podcast. Are we doing that? I don't know. I didn't love it.
I'm just workshopping it.
Thanks.
I'll beatbox next time.
You know what? Next time you want to workshop something, do it on your pod. Pod. I'm Kenny, and as always, I'm joined by two men that love the words based on a true story.
Yes.
Yeah, as long as it's not a bio, like a bio. No, I don't like
You don't
it.
Like a biopic?
I don't mind.
Some are good.
You say biopic or biopic?
Biopic.
Okay.
I'll accept either. Some just bore me to death.
Do they do?
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I can see that.
You're not a big Bohemian Rhapsody guy, mate.
Fuck off with your music biopics, man. I can't. This fucking went. Should we rant about that now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is there ever been a good one?
No.
Would you consider Ray a good one?
Was The Doors good?
No.
Nah.
The band or the movie.
Yeah, true. Here's the fucking problem, if I may. I'll rant.
Yeah.
They all show mostly the best parts of them. So let's look at the latest one. What was the Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen one?
Yeah, or Rocket Man.
Rocket Man's probably the latest.
You know what's really fascinating and probably entertaining about the Queen story? Is just how fucking low they got when they had fucking needles of heroin hanging out their arms and just these desperate junkies making great music. You reckon that's in the movie?
No.
Fuck.
No. It's just one guy coming up with a drum beat for Little Rocky.
Yeah, and it's just like a love story and it's like, fuck man, show us the gritty shit. This new Bob Marley one, show me how he's got 16 kids to 12 different women.
I want to see him shooting the sheriff.
Yeah.
He didn't shoot the deputy.
No, he didn't. No. Make a fucking real music.
I completely agree, but you know the one that is going to be the worst case scenario for this is the fucking Amy Winehouse one that they're doing.
They're not going to show her.
Nah, because the family's involved.
As
soon as the family's signing off,
it's going to be a celebration.
So I want to see her cracked out.
Yeah.
I want to see her
trapped out in like a really horrible way, but that's why we're drawn to these musicians.
Yeah.
Because of the darkness.
Incredible backstories, but they're not. Nah.
They never show it in the movies, man.
Straight out of Compton Count.
The story of how they wrote their first hit.
Unfortunately, Ken, the audiences agree, and they'll watch that fluff piece.
They want the fluff piece.
They threw Oscars at goddamn Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, big time.
Fucking horrible.
No one's watched it twice.
It's not for me.
Rocket Man? Like, fuck out of here with Rocket Man.
Anyway. Fuck out of here with Rocket Man.
But just straight out of Compton Count or no? Because that's decent.
I think that was a...
That's a good one, yeah. Still, though...
Yeah.
It was still pretty...
It was a bit fluffy.
It was pretty polished, man. A
little bit, I suppose.
Yeah.
Didn't send them fucking any police.
No. And I feel like it was a bunch of, white 50-year-old execs that wrote the movie for the gangsters, essentially. Anyway, that's
needs
a rant.
Needs more urban.
That's a rant about those music biopics. Fuck them. Anyway, so today on the mini, in honour of GT, I call it now.
Okay.
Well, since we recorded the last pod, got myself a racing sim.
Right.
Yeah. I'm a GT guy now. Right. Yeah. I'm a racer. Not a gamer, I'm a racer.
It's a sim, not a game.
So anyway, that was based on a true story. So we're going to name our five favorite films based on a true story later, which is really hard. There's hundreds of them.
I've got more than five. I'm warning you now, I've got more than five.
Before we do that, I've got a little game planned, right? Have you guys ever played Boulder Dash?
Oh, ages ago. Yeah.
So this is kind of like that, but not really. It's like where Boulder Dash is where there's a word and it's called Jungle Boom or something like that. Jungle Boom.
So not a real word.
It is. There's a real definition for it, but the people at the table have to write their own
version of it.
And then it's whoever gets the most people to think that was the real definition wins, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
This game I'm about to play is actually probably nothing like that, but it's in the same world.
I just wanted to shout out Boulder Dash, sponsor of the pod.
Yay!
We got another one, guys. Mattel. Do they make Boulder Dash?
I don't think so.
Parker Brothers.
Who cares? So anyway, I have got a game where I'm going to give you a movie plot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to first tell me if it's a true based on a true story or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you'll get a bonus point if you can name the title of the film based on the plot.
Let's go.
So that's where it's like Boulder Dash.
Okay.
Whether it's real or not. Right?
I know every true event that ever happened.
All right.
This is not in my wheelhouse.
Here we go.
I got this.
No. It's universal. It's like the movie Gran Turismo. This can be universally enjoyed.
Okay.
While exploring a remote canyon in Utah.
127 hours.
Correct.
True story.
Yes.
I'm going to give that to BJ.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yep. That was an easy one to get you started.
Okay.
A group of cunning, down on their luck, former strippers decide to swindle their Wall Street clients
hustlers
by running up their credit cards. Hustlers is correct. Was it
Jennifer
true
Lopez
story?
True story?
There we go. That's 2 points each.
Yep.
A privileged white teenager whose father refuses to pay his way through Harvard is forced.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Hold on. Sorry. Let me finish from now on. Is forced to.
Should we buzz in and then you finish? And
perfect.
Whoever, and whoever buzzes first.
That's nice. Let's start that one again.
Okay, let's go.
A privileged buzz. White.
Fucking game me. In the system.
Throw it in the bin. A privileged white teenager whose father refuses to pay his way through Harvard is forced to dress up as an African American in order to net himself a scholarship.
Buzz, Soul Man.
Yes.
Not based on a true story.
2 points to BJ. Yeah. Well done.
I buzzed first.
This is what's wild, right? I've never heard of it or seen it.
Worst.
Here's where it's wild. Apparently, blackface is the whole movie. Yeah,
oh, no.
It really does.
It's wild. Yeah. Yeah. I love it, man.
I've 80s. Never seen it, but I know of it because of how problematic of it is. Yeah.
If I had to guess, I would have said Nutty Professor.
All right. A criminal who attempts a bank heist to pay for his transgender wife's reassignment surgery.
Dallas Buyers Club?
I don't believe there's a bank heist in that, and I don't believe Matt McConaughey has a transgender wife. Have you seen that movie?
There's a transgender in it. I've never seen it.
Shit.
It's a heist movie.
It's a Coen Brothers movie if it exists. I don't know.
I should say these movies definitely exist.
Okay.
Yeah. Real films.
Okay.
So it's a heist movie.
Is it going to kill you when I say what it is? Because you definitely know of it. I would say you might have seen it. It's an older film.
Raising Arizona. No. I'm thinking of Coen. I can't get Coen Brothers movies out of my head now.
Are we going to pass?
Yeah, pass.
Well, passing down.
Yeah.
All right. So it's a true story.
Yeah.
Which is remarkable. And it's Dog Day Afternoon with Pacino.
Oh, never seen it. Never seen it, but I knew it was a bank heist, etc. I didn't realize that was the motivation.
That's the twist, I believe. And I haven't seen it for like 20 years, but I think that comes in like right at the end of the movie that's his motivation.
Because that's the 70s. That's late
70s. Yeah, late
right?
70s. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Wow. Yeah. I knew Bank Heist, Pacino, etc. Like, I didn't understand. Oh, wow. Okay. Yep. That's a layer I wasn't expecting to that.
Here we go. Question number five. Plot number five. A precocious 12-year-old finds a blank check, cashes it in for $1 million, and unknowingly becomes the prime target for some mobsters.
Shit.
Oh, Silent Witness?
Nope.
Paycheck?
Nope. 12-year-old?
Richie Rich.
Not Richie Rich.
Frankie Muniz?
It might be Frankie Muniz. I don't think I've
learned so much about Frankie Muniz in the last 2 days against my will. No, I don't know.
I definitely watched this as a 12-year-old. I watched this as a child.
A 12-year-old cashes a bank check.
For $1 million and then the mob's after him. No, I got no idea.
The movie's actually called Blank Check.
Okay.
Surely you've seen it.
I said blank check though.
No, you said paycheck.
Oh, I meant blank check.
Okay. Well, you're incorrect.
Never heard of it.
And I'm actually going to take a point off you for arguing.
That's fine.
Yeah, sorry. So it's not a true story.
Okay.
Yep. It's called Blank Check. Now, it came out about the same time as Richie Rich. It was a hit in my household.
Was it?
Yeah.
Can you do movies we've heard of?
That's the whole fun of this. So number six is a grieving widower falls in love with a waitress who just so happens to have received the man's dead wife's heart in a transplant.
Oh, I know this.
I know the plot. Couldn't tell you what the movie is.
It's from this century.
Yeah.
Jeez. Just from this century.
Poor things. Now, I know the plot synopsis.
Yeah, so do I, but I couldn't tell you the movie.
Fucking falling on my face on this quiz.
All right, does someone want to say whether it's true or not?
It's true.
It's not true.
Okay, it's not true. So I'm going to award Duff 1 point.
50% chance.
And the film's called Return to Me.
Never would have got it.
Yep.
I don't think I've seen that.
No, me neither.
Me neither.
All right, the story of conscientious objector Desmond T. Doss, who saved 75 men in Okinawa during the bloodiest battle of World War II without firing a single shot. Duff.
Oh, World War II.
Yes.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Correct. And is it a true story?
Oh, 100%.
Or not? Yes, it is. Embellished, but true.
Okay.
It's another 2 points for Duff. Number eight. An obsessive surgeon kidnaps a beautiful female car crash victim, amputates all of her limbs, and makes her fall in love with him.
What the fuck? Is it Crash?
No, but that's fucked up too, that movie. Isn't that Crash is where they have sex with the wounds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stumpy Gets Married.
Stumpy Gets Married's close. No, the title, I don't know whether the title, you're not going to get it.
Hot Pocket.
I don't know whether the title's meant to be a play on words, but it's called Boxing Helena.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's from the early 90s.
It's got Sherilyn Fennan or something.
It's got someone in it. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I'd never seen it. I saw the cover and I was like, I got to do that. So it's not a true story.
No.
It's such a wild plot. I just like the idea of
boxing Helena because I'm picturing he cuts her limbs off and puts her in a box.
Yeah, just carries her around.
Boxing Helena.
Or cuts her arms off and then challenges to a boxing match.
Could be it as well.
Put your gloves on.
I just want to be in the room when they pitch that idea.
I know. It's fucking wild.
I want to make this movie.
How did they get it over the line? All right. So number 9 is the world's cutest golden retriever shows off his Michael Jordan-esque hoops en route to leading a middle school's basketball team to victory.
Buzz.
Go.
Bud Air. Air Bud, sorry.
Oh, I can't pay it.
Air Bud.
I'm going to have to take your first answer, which is Bud Air.
Bud Air's a stony comedy starring Dave Chappelle.
Over to you, BJ.
Air Bud,
correct. And is that a true story or not?
No, it's not. I've got an intimate knowledge of
incorrect.
Basketball.
It's a true story.
Incorrect. No, it's not a true story. Challenge.
Many would challenge. Question number 10.
Have you never heard of the Retrievers?
Last question. The incredible tale of a teenager who runs away from home and becomes a confidence trickster
Buzz.
Impersonating an airline pilot, a lawyer, a doctor, and a Secret Service
Frank
agent
Abigail.
Managing to steal over $2.8 million. Yes, Duff.
Catch me if you can.
And is it a true story?
I reckon yes, I can. Oh, sorry, what? I
thought it was a true story.
I thought you were challenging me to a running race.
I reckon I could beat you in a running race.
That's the anyway, we'll be back in a sec. Duff and I are just going to be at the car park having a race.
That would be fun
played
to watch.
Played beach volleyball last week and they called me Sea Breeze. No one called me Sea Breeze. I called myself Sea Breeze.
Sea Bomb.
Is that because that's what your crotch smelled like during the game? Or?
Sea Breeze. Wouldn't that be a nice smell?
No, not when it's all seaweedy.
Was it seaweed?
Or was that a crabby?
Very good. Top 5 movies based on true stories. What have you got? Save your HMs to the end because I'm sure we've all got 20 each.
All right, I'll go first.
Thanks. Yep.
Number 5, I just went pretty topical, my only biopic
yep.
in the whole thing, but it's a fun biopic and it's really good. It's Eric Bana and it's Chopper.
Chopper.
Yeah.
Good one.
So, I love that.
Bit early in the morning for Kung Fu and it's Stevie.
I do, for number 4, I had The Perfect Storm. Fuck, that's a good movie.
Right.
I want to revisit it because I remember.
Mark Wahlberg, George Clooney?
William Fichtner.
Yeah, that is a great film.
John C. Reilly.
Long time.
Yeah, I'll have to revisit that. Put that on my list, please.
Okay, that.
Yeah,
thanks, buddy. Yeah. Somehow I'm the
same. Number 3, I had Goodfellas because it's one of the best fucking mob movies of all time. Of course,
I had no idea that was based on a true story I started Googling same. Movies based on true. And I saw that keep coming in and on like number 1 on people's lists. I was like, what the fuck? Is it a true story?
I have a tie for number 2. So it's Moneyball.
I hate it when you do this.
Plus, every fucking war movie of all time.
It's
and a special.
He's not even trying
a
anymore.
Special
not even a link.
A special mention to Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down as
well.
No,
now you're saying 3 films.
And Braveheart.
No, you know, now you're saying 4 films.
And Braveheart.
Strike all of those from the record, listeners.
I'll edit it.
All right, if I had to choose one.
We'll cut it out.
If I had to choose one, it'll be Black Hawk Down because I feel like watching it right now. Okay. Next week will probably be different. Number 1, the greatest true story of all time.
Predator.
No.
Oh.
It's The Greatest Showman.
Right.
Fucking perfection.
You being legit?
Yeah, it's a fucking...
That's why you had to do 8 movies before you got to that.
It's based on...
We're definitely doing it next week on the pod, aren't we?
Yeah,
I can sense it coming.
We better not.
This is his setup.
Greatest Showman is the best fucking based on a true story movie of all time.
That's a no from me, dog.
I'm going to drive my car into the ocean.
I had a bad experience with dogs. What happened? I had a bad experience with dogs. Italian job.
Is that the big line?
No, it's not from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, right, okay.
It's from The Italian Job.
Okay, go for it. I don't know what's happened.
Mos Def.
Is that a tie for number 1?
So for starters, I just wanted to shout out the true stories amongst our classic episodes. And I did this from memory without looking at any of the episodes, so I've only got 2.5.
Chapping.
Domino.
Yeah. Oh,
wild
right.
true story, our first ever episode. It's 4 hours long, but give it a go. Do you know Man on Fire came up on the lists of true stories?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Me neither, so I've got it in question marks.
I think it's based on a true story, like based on kidnappings.
Yeah, someone once hired someone. Yeah. They're like, it sounds like something that would happen in Mexico.
Yeah.
Remember the Titans.
Yep.
What I tried to do, because there's just fucking so, so many of these.
There's too many.
I tried to do what I consider to be my all underwatched top 5.
Great.
Now, I'm... Underwatch is pretty arbitrary. I'm basing this on my vibe. Like, yep. These could be super popular and I just wasn't aware of it. But here we go.
I hear you.
So bear with me. Eddie the Eagle.
Oh, I liked that.
From 2016.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman, love it.
Taron Egerton, Hugh Jackman. Yeah. It's, I reckon it's in the vein of Gran Turismo as well.
Yeah, it's a feel good.
And it's the whole underdog.
Like, feel good, like moving.
Emotionally. I watched that recently.
I'm
all about it.
Real pleasant surprise. Reluctant mentor, filing his demons, takes on the protege who's got a talent. I love the fact that it was. So, yeah, it's a true story of Eddie the Eagle who was trying to qualify. His dream was to go to the Olympics and he discovered he sucked at everything except skiing, jumping.
Yeah.
But they're a bit snobby in that sport. So they didn't quite take to him so well. And Taron Egerton's fucking awesome in it. Hugh Jackman's really good. So check that out if you have not. Lords of Dogtown, 2005.
Yeah,
Heath Ledger and Emile Hirsch.
Just skating in swimming pools.
Man, that's what I'm about.
Yeah. Good film.
Swimming pools and skating, but not skating in swimming pools. A bunch of random names in the cast, which I didn't realize until I looked it up today. Our boy Pablo Schreiber's in this.
Is he?
Yep.
Pablo.
As one of the lords?
I don't know. He's just on the list. Yeah. I don't remember either. Rebecca De Mornay.
About the age.
America Ferreira, Sofia Vergara, John McHale.
John McHale?
Yep. So this is the written by the OG skater Stacey Peralta, and it's about him and the Z Boys of Santa Monica and Venice in the late 70s.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out again.
Yeah.
I think I only ever watched it the once when it sort of first came out.
There's also a documentary, which Dogtown and the Z-Boys.
That's, I was just about to say.
Which is fucking awesome as well. Yep. Richard Jewell from 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's that guy. Yeah. He's one of my favorite actors now.
Paul Walter Hauser.
That's him.
Yeah. Yeah. He was so good in this movie.
Fucking so good.
Do you know the link you've just made there with Eddie the Eagle and that film, the TV series? I know we don't do TV series, but Blackbird on Apple TV.
Righto.
Taron Egerton's the main guy.
Yeah.
So is that Taron Egerton? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
And this, what did you say the other guy's name?
Paul Walter Hauser.
Great. So he plays a sociopathic serial killer.
Okay.
Taron Egerton plays a cocaine drug kingpin
right.
that winds up in jail, doesn't want to be there. So they say, hey, we'll get you out, but you have to get this guy to confess and say where the bodies are.
Right.
And it's an incredible performance.
Is it?
Oh, never heard
I've
of
seen
it.
The thumbnail several times and never clicked on it.
Oh, man, watch it. It's okay. really great.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, we'll do.
It's compelling.
Okay.
Anyway, those two are in it. He's a remarkable actor.
He's fucking excellent in this. Yeah. He plays this sort of well-meaning simpleton.
Yeah.
This is produced and directed by Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell, Olivia Wilde, Kathy
it's about
Bates,
the
John Hamm.
Atlanta
Olympics.
Atlanta Olympics. Sorry.
So the narrative arc of him. He's first hailed as a hero, and then his life completely ruined by the fact that he found a bomb at the 1996.
Because they started saying it was him. And
FBI leaks. Yeah, it's really really good.
Check it out. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. It was great.
And
was
I just got a feeling that it was relatively under noticed when
I think
came
so.
Out.
Yeah,
I would say it was.
Yeah. I remember watching it when it came out that year, and I thought that guy should give him the. He won't get it, but that guy should get the Oscar.
I agree.
For his performance.
He was fantastic. In fact, Kathy Bates got nominated for an Oscar for it, but not him.
Oh, that's fucked.
That bothers me.
Yeah, she was good in. She's good.
She
in
was his mum, wasn't she?
Yeah. I mean, she should have got nominated for The Waterboy as well.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
What a career.
I saw you on the ESPN.
What else you got?
Rebound, The Legend of Earl the Goat Manigault from 1996.
Don't know that one.
Nobody's seen this. Yep. This is
that that guy that can jump high
it
takes a dollar bill off the top of the basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
He said, I'll take the note off the top of the backboard and I'll leave you change.
Is that a movie or a documentary?
It's a movie. It's made
like
by HBO.
A dramatized.
It stars Don Cheadle.
Very,
very early Don Cheadle. So Don
is
Cheadle.
He
plays the older goat
jumper.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's called the story of the best basketball player you've never heard of.
Right.
And it's got
Don Cheadle. Best basketball player we've never heard of, that guy off YouTube with the handles.
I know. The professor.
Yeah, the professor.
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh, we've all heard of him.
Damn it.
I thought he can't actually play basketball. He can just dribble the
ball. How dare you?
Yeah. This guy was.
I'm a professor guy.
You're the professor. I love the professor.
Is it because he was the only white one? I don't know. He pops up on my YouTube algorithm. And now
does
I'm
he really?
Just, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how. I'm probably watching basketball highlights or something. And now I just get the professor and every
one
time I turn
guy.
It on. Oh,
yeah.
Man. So much the professor
good
on my
doco
YouTube.
On that, actually.
Yeah.
But no, it's got real basketball players in it, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's in it, because it's about that era. So he's a New York high school prodigy. He's as good as Lew Alcindor, who was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back in the day, who's the best young basketball player of all time. But he also likes heroin.
Oh.
And things don't go so great for him. Mm-hmm. It's got Forest Whitaker in it. It's a really, really underseen movie, but it's really, really good. And my final one is The Founder. from 2016. With
with fucking Michael Keaton.
The McDonald's movie.
Yep. Nick Offerman, Michael Keaton, Laura Dern. I've got just the IMDb synopsis because I couldn't find a way to summarize this movie.
He buys McDonald's.
Yeah, it's the story of Ray Kroc, a salesman who turned two brothers' innovative fast food eatery, McDonald's, into the biggest restaurant business in the world with a combination of ambition, persistence, and ruthlessness.
Mm.
And it's actually a really enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, believe it or not. Really? I'm going to give it a watch.
Yeah, it's good.
You
didn't like it?
I just found it really boring.
Really?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Because I liked the story.
Yeah.
But I was like, I wanted more. Yeah, Michael Keaton's great, no?
He's excellent. Yeah, and Nick Offerman plays against type as well.
Yeah. So I had number five, probably recency bias, but I had The Iron Claw.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I won't do any spoilers because there's a lot of people out there.
That was good.
Can't wait.
Fucking so good.
I used to be a brother. So anyway, The Iron Claw at number five. That snuck in because I originally had Patriots Day, the Mark Wahlberg one about the Boston bombings. And then I was like, nah, just watch The Iron Claw. And I'm like, it was right there. So I had to take it. Number four, I had The Social Network.
Yes.
Which
am I the only person in the world that doesn't like that movie?
No, there's a few. But I love it. It's fucking great.
Some haters, weirdly, but yeah. Number three, I had The Impossible, which I've spoken about on the pod before. That's about the tsunami.
Tsunami on
New Year's Day. Naomi Watts, Ewan McGregor.
Yep.
And a very young
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Okay.
One of the young brothers. Yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
I cry like a fucking baby.
Yeah.
And I still, to this day, I stand by that it's the greatest physical, what would you call it?
Representation.
Effects. Of a tsunami, like how they recreated the tsunami, incredible man.
It's dude, funny
like
I've
the
seen
flooded town and the
I've seen how it got made. It's pretty.
They flooded a village in Thailand.
They did. No, they literally did. They did practically.
I made that up.
No, they did. They built like a village and fucking flooded it.
Yeah, God, life is cheap there.
Yeah, I've seen something where they just drop 100 liters on that boy. Yeah. They go dive now. And then this fucking thing opens up and it's just fucking so much water.
The bits where they're getting like pulled through the water, Naomi Watts in particular, that was done. So they created this strong current.
About it.
Oh man. Have you seen the movie?
I've seen parts of it.
Yeah, it's an older movie. I think it's 2014 around there.
It's pretty good.
I think I was in a hotel room or whatever and came across it 25 minutes in.
It is one of those type movies.
Yeah.
But I just love it. It's a safe place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very emotionally charged, particularly if you have siblings. I used to be a brother. Number two was The Wolf of Wall Street.
Boom.
I cannot go past that movie, man. It's just a masterpiece. And number one, I don't know if I'm allowed it. I had three movies and I don't know if I'm allowed any of them.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to, I went with this one. I went with The Revenant.
Okay.
So Hugh Glass, who Leonardo DiCaprio plays in The Revenant, and The Revenant's arguably my favorite movie of all time. He's a real person.
Right.
And he was a real person on the frontier, and he was a real beaver trapper. He did get attacked by bears. It's all documented by a bear, et cetera, et cetera.
By a bear. A bear documented it.
No. He was attacked by a bear. A bear did not.
Tapping away
on
the top.
So a lot of it's real, but a lot of it, I think, is embellished as well.
There's a story about Hugh, but it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
That's what the whole thing is. You could put it.
So there's a real guy named Hugh Glass,
and
then there's a fictional story written about him as an explorer and a whatever he was, and then they made the movie based on the fictional story.
We're allowing it.
So if I'm allowed that, I'll also like to add Braveheart and Outlaw King.
I have Braveheart.
Yeah.
Well, my
what agent, HMs you got?
I went for a few ones that I love, but couldn't fit him on the list. Everest, for some reason, I might be the only person in this world that loves that movie.
Got it here.
Don't like it.
Got it here. I enjoyed it.
A lot of people don't like it.
Yeah.
American Gangster. Thought that was fucking
awesome. It's one of the most overrated movies of all time.
Didn't mind it.
You're not having fun here. Right? I've got Imitation Game.
Same. Loved
fucking
it.
Fucking
hated it.
Really?
No. That was great.
Really good movie. Yeah. And pretty hard not to make the list. But a thing about this list can change next week. It's about feeling. It's too fucking many.
I understand.
But Greatest Showman will always be number one. But this movie will probably be number one next week is Legend. With Tom Hardy.
The Tom Hardy playing the twins.
Right. I thought you meant the Tom Cruise
that
one
was cool.
In the 80s.
I don't want to do too many because it's literally fast.
Oh, there's so many.
I had a group. I had a couple of groups of movies. So Duff said the war movies. I won't go through those. I had a person going up against big corporation using lawyers.
Aaron Brockovich.
Or they are a lawyer. So I had Aaron Brockovich, Puncture with Chris Evans, which I've spoken about many times, and Dark Waters with Mark Ruffalo. If you watched that from a couple of years ago, did you see it?
No.
Watch it. You'll love it. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. One of those same sort of, it's an Aaron Brockovich type story, but it's Mark Ruffalo doing Ruffalo shit.
Yeah, I love Ruffalo shit.
So good. So I had that like as a whole category.
Yep.
Spotlight.
Yep.
Do you guys like that?
Yeah.
Huge fan. Tough watch. Anything about that sort of content.
What's Spotlight? The pedophile shit.
The
pedophiles fucking
Boston,
great movie.
Yeah, the Catholic Church in Boston. I had Alpha Dog.
Yeah.
Which is, it's a true story. Remarkably. Fury, that falls in the war category.
Yeah.
That's about it. Everything else you guys mentioned. Moneyball, did someone say that?
Yeah, that's my number two.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I have two. I've got the All Underwatched. And again, fuck, these could be super popular. And this one probably is, I, Tonya.
Oh, yeah, I liked that.
Thought a really good movie. Rush.
Oh, I fucking love Rush. Rush, I can't believe I forgot about it. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Do I like Rush?
Yeah, you do.
Good flick. Really good flick.
I remember.
Niki Lauda and, Blackberry, speaking of recency bias, really good.
Thank you.
Adrift, I mentioned before. It's the story of the
people. Yes. Oh, I went and watched that.
Yeah.
After we spoke about that, was that 6 months ago? On the pod? Yeah. Not bad. Liked it a lot.
The Burial, which I mentioned on the Redeemies, is one of my favourite movies of last year, very loosely based on a true story. And I'd like to shoehorn in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Yep.
Just because it's my favourite book of all time.
Sure.
And then just really quickly, the critically acclaimed ones that we haven't mentioned, Big Short. We mentioned 127 Hours in the quiz, but I had that here. Into the Wild?
Yeah.
Not Into the Wild guy.
Really?
Don't like it.
I like the soundtrack more than I like the movie.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder ukulele.
I thought it was a really beautiful movie.
Yeah.
Super fucking depressing, but.
Yeah. A little flat, maybe.
And Argo?
Oh, yeah, great.
Really
one.
Good flick.
And yeah, or that or Munich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, pick one.
Argo's much better than Munich.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And Zodiac?
Yeah, another good one.
Had to get him in there.
Zodiac bothers me because it doesn't finish.
Yeah.
Fair spoiler. Where do you guys sit with Unbroken, the Angelina Jolie directed war film?
Love it.
Yeah.
Don't have an opinion on it at all.
Okay.
Love it.
I'm a huge Unbroken guy.
You found the only thing in the universe I don't have an opinion
on.
There you go.
I seen that movie and I thought Jack O'Connell was going to be huge. God.
He hasn't quite made it. No. I'm still hanging out hope for him.
It's because of his lame name.
Might be.
Yeah.
That's it. Duff.
Everyone fixes Jeremy O'Connell.
Are you on the next movie?
Yeah, I am on the next movie.
What do you got? Favorite bit of the pop?
So this one, I'm doing it because someone recommended it to me and I realized I haven't seen that in a while and this whole pod's about watching film.
Is
so
it?
I went, you know what I'll do? I can't remember this movie fucking at all. But I'm going to watch it because I feel like watching it.
Rampage.
So I might as well.
I've never seen Rampage.
Me neither. I think I've seen it. Is that the one with the Godzillas?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm pretty sure. Who cares?
I'm going to do Cradle to the Grave.
Whoa! DMX?
DMX.
And Jet Li, isn't it?
Jet Li.
Holy
and Aaliyah.
Shit.
No, that's Kiss the Dragon.
Oh, pour some out for Aaliyah. Wow.
Yeah.
Was not expecting you to say that.
No, so this was recommended to me by someone. Do it on the pod, do it on the pod. I will do it on the pod now.
Yep.
You're fucking welcome. And also... You're lucky I haven't seen it in a while because I wouldn't do it otherwise.
I haven't seen it for... when
10
it
years.
Out?
10
early,
years.
Early 2000s?
Yeah. 10 years.
Probably 2001 or something.
I think I've seen Exit Wounds more.
Yeah.
Oh,
Exit Wounds is great.
I love it.
We're just going to talk about DMX. So
DMX,
much.
Yeah.
DMX.
Yeah. Pull one out for him. R.I.P.
Yeah.
What's my name?
Bring it on.
What's my motherfucking name?
It was starting early.
All right.
Great stuff.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Love yourself.
Gang.
Bye.
Have a good weekend. I shop and share it with the